Hi, my name is Randy, and I would like to welcome you to my 91st episode of Infotainment. I will be your round mound podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. I'd like to welcome my studio audience today and say that this is a last stop podcast shop on your internet dial. So let's stop, drop, and roll right into the program. You know, I was watching a couple television shows last night. I don't know if it was just pure coincidence or some sort of prophecy that's going to happen, but in between the commercials for female bladder control issues and female pad size issues, I watched a show called Becker, which didn't get enough seasons. It was starring Ted Danson, who was from the TV show Cheers. He plays a curmudgeon-type doctor who's always angry about something. But he was thrilled to hear from a very attractive woman that his friend was doing well and whatever that he knew from childhood. But there was a big secret this woman was keeping. She finally told some people and finally told him that she was his former male buddy. Of course, Becker flew off the handle, Ted Danson, about it at first. And also, I watched the show 2.5 Men. I kind of liked that show. And there was a segment where one of the guys sleeps with a woman and afterwards finds out that he was once a man. I'm going, why would I see two shows like that in one night? I think that would be the worst nightmare of nightmares to end all nightmares if I ever were presented with either of those TV show scenarios. Well, let's move away from that topic and put another topic up for bids on the Podcast is Right for your listening perusal. I have now completed 3 yoga sessions. Supposed to be going to 2 times a month. I was told at one time by a woman that it involves, for guys, well, now let's start with the women first on this one. But she said about yoga, it just makes women sleepy and it makes guys fart. Now, I didn't want to believe this, but now that I've had 3 yoga sessions, I realize certain positions you have to have some real clench control, or you will be offending practically the whole yoga class. But it does limber you up, but it does not help to be in that some of those positions. You gotta improve your clench control too. So maybe that helps with the overall yoga experience. Now, my friends, I would like to have you join me in my first podcasting yoga experience for you. I would like you to lie on your back ever so gently, closing your eyes, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, turning your palms upwards towards the sky as they lay at your side, and I would like you to think of your happy place, where you go to relieve your stress. Now we will put on some soothing tones for you for relaxation. Now, if you would, please come up onto your knees ever so slowly, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. And then I would like you to lean forward onto your elbows. And this is what we call the downward facing dog position. Feel free to think about your happy place and let your muscles totally relax from your shoulders down to your arms, through your torso, through your legs, down to the tips of your toes. Then I would like you to lean forward, put your face as close to the mat as possible. Now I would like you to listen to my voice very intently and lie on your back again, closing your eyes, listening to the sound of my voice very carefully. You will become a patron of my infotainment podcast at patreon.com/infotainment. Now, as you have your eyes closed, please repeat after me. I will become a patron of infotainment at patreon.com/infotainment. Now with your eyes closed, you become more aware of your body, awakening to the world around you as you slowly open your eyes and move to a standing position. And now I will say class dismissed because it really reeks in here. Can we move on, please? Okay, we shall. This next little tidbit is for fans of the TV series Star Trek Voyager. I saw one of the funniest memes that I've ever seen about that show. It has a picture of Commander Chakotay. He is now working at a restaurant and has changed his name to Commander Chipotle. Showed him at the restaurant. I thought that was the greatest thing. I wish they would have shown a picture of Neelix back in the kitchen slaving away. Looked like he was enjoying himself preparing food. And now is known as Commander Chipotle. Now at this restaurant, they do have Captain Janeway's warp drive coffee, strong enough to put hair on her chest. It is too bad that Harry Kim is still a busboy at this Chipotle since leaving Voyager. I'm now going to provide a public service announcement. It involves do not try this at home because it may inflict severe injury. But kids, do not try the Tide Pod Challenge. And for adults, do not try this at home to cure back pain. And this involves men's health. Sometimes we just can't comprehend what goes on inside the guy's head. And, well, this man is from Ireland, and he thought injecting his own semen into his arm would cure his chronic back pain. Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. In a new case study published in the Irish Medical Journal, doctors from the Adelaide and Meath Hospital in Dublin say the 33-year-old man injected his own semen into a vein in his arm once a month for a year and a half, or 18 doses total. Where he got the idea that this would cure his back pain is unknown, but he told doctors that he devised a cure without any medical advice. The man eventually went to the hospital, but not because of his arm. Instead, he complained of severe sudden onset lower back pain that struck after he lifted a heavy steel object 3 days before. During the examination, the doctor noticed his forearm was red and swollen, and of course asked the man if he could explain why. Sure enough, he told the doctors about the home remedy he had been self-administering for the past 18 months. He also admitted that for his most recent injection, he actually gave himself 3 doses of semen instead of one, injecting both his vein and his muscle. Believe it or not, the patient opted to leave the hospital without getting the semen drained from his arm. As soon as his back pain improved, he was discharged. This is the first reported case of semen injection for the use of medical treatment, the doctors wrote in the case study titled Seemingly Harmless Back Pain, an unusual presentation of a subcutaneous abscess. The lesson here is that it's never safe to inject yourself with anything if you aren't trained to do so, especially something that has no reason for being injected into the body like semen, leaving the experimenting up to the medical professionals, and only treat yourself with doctor-approved remedies. I don't know why he didn't have his arm drained. I mean, at least he didn't die. At least it wasn't an overdose of heroin or something that kills so many. But semen? I guess they don't have chiropractors in Ireland. Oh, man. That is just a kind of sick and disgusting story. I don't know. Maybe this guy thinks he's going to get Popeye arms with injecting semen into his arms. Now we're going to have copycats doing this, 16 and 17-year-olds injecting their arms 4, 5, and 6 times a day. It just boggles the mind. What would they call that? The semen in the arm challenge or something like that? This guy was 33 years old and he injected himself 3 times in 1 day. He was a very busy man. Here in Minnesota tonight, where I live, it is minus 23 degrees Fahrenheit. And with the wind chill, it is minus 55. It feels like minus 55. It is colder than a witch's broomstick. I wish the last woman I asked out be my snuggle bunny tonight, but I guess her boyfriend might not approve. Well, why does he have to know?
Bomb tickle wow wow.
Next up on the podcast, we have a story from CJ, frequent contributor to this podcast, and it is involving exploding jets. This is from his home studio. Hope you enjoy it.
Well, hey, Randy, here we are again. Have another weird story for you. Coming from my studios up here in the Twin Cities. Jets explode after mechanic accidentally fires a cannon. I mean, where on earth would you find a cannon on a runway somewhere? But here's a story. We'll tell you where that cannon was found. In what could be a scene from a Leslie Nielsen movie, the crew servicing an F-16 fighter jet at a Belgian military airbase, accidentally triggering a heavy aircraft cannon firing across the flight line and hitting 2 other parked jets. Imagine that. Multiple reports indicate that a mechanic servicing the parked aircraft accidentally fired the 20mm Vulcan cannon at a close range to two other parked F-16s. The aircraft being serviced had just been refueled and had its six-barrel cannon loaded as it was being prepped for an afternoon training mission. Matt, can you imagine that? A full tank of fuel and guns loaded and it gets fired at. Imagine the explosion that caused. The impact of the 20mm bullets on the other aircraft, which the crew said was just out of eyesight, caused the jet that was struck to explode instantly. Well, yeah, you think? Photos of the aftermath shows a completely destroyed F-16 and other severely damaged. You can't help thinking of what a disaster this could have been, Base Commander Colonel Didier Poulmy told a Belgian television news station. But let's be fair, a good mechanic's always test his work. Well, yeah, I don't think I'd want to be testing my work the way he did it. Kind of an expensive fix. Anyway, that's just one of the stories coming from my studio here, Randy.
First, I'd like to thank CJ for that report. Planes exploding, I would call that an that's not good. I might put you in the unemployment line for doing something like that. But, yeah, I was thinking about, you know, things exploding. I was watching, if you have MTV, there's a show on there called Ridiculousness, hosted by Rob Dyrdek. And they have shown a video that I watched. It was some guys that had put some wood, a pile of wood, actually, in a form of a teepee shape. And they were throwing, I don't know if it was gas or what type of accelerant they were using. It wasn't like a gas can or anything like that recognizable. But he lit a deal and it just exploded like you wouldn't believe. And they showed some video that's panning around and everything was on fire. Well, I don't know if that guy was severely burned or what, but Rob Dyrdek goes on some of these videos, we just have to assume that everyone lives. I've seen people break bones on that show, and one of the worst was two people arm wrestling, and it just made my arms just cringe when I heard the crack of one of the people that were doing this arm wrestling, one of their bones breaking their arm, and it just... Oh, I can't even watch arm wrestling. Think about somebody's arm breaking. It just sounded like a tree branch. And another one in the exploding category is the video that they had. A couple people were getting on a, I guess you wouldn't call them a jet ski anymore. I guess that's kind of outmoded, but most people have wave runners now. They were just getting on a wave runner. And the thing just explodes to pieces. I don't know what the heck happened, but the video abruptly ends. And I wonder if somebody didn't get dead or extremely severely injured from that video. But they didn't say much about that after that video. But I would ask, what the hell happened here? Why would a wave runner explode like that? Well, thank you for that story, CJ. Looking forward to any in the future that you might pass along of the weird and bizarre news that is happening 24 hours a day somewhere on this planet. But thanks, and we will hope to hear from you soon. Since we were discussing exploding jets being a fail, I also came across some other fails. And I found this one to be extremely creepy. It involves a Chevrolet sedan and looks like a four-door, a white in color. This guy looks like he made up some homemade bumper stickers. The first one says, rev your engine. I like it. This guy also wrote, I find tailpipes sexy, and aren't you just... Let me do this again. This is so weird. I find tailpipes sexy and aren't just for exhaust. There's another bumper sticker that says cars are people too. And on the bumper, this guy has three stickers. I find cars sexually attractive. My car is my lover. And proud to be a mechanophilac. And after that it says WTF. And I would say...
You're not heroic. You're not invincible. You're not even invisible. You're your own weakness.
Super fail!
Well, it's even worse than that. I don't get the attraction of a car or a tailpipe. I mean, that's got to be rough on the old wiener schnitzel if he doesn't put something in there. A male toy or something. But, well, he loves his car. MRD to car. I assume he's saying married to his car on his license plate. That's a strange one. Hopefully, there is not a club of these people. oh, man. I mean, like, what does he do when he's inside the car driving down the road? Hopefully, it's a straight road. Anything else, there might be an accident. You just gotta wonder what people are thinking sometimes. Before I leave that story, I'd like to say, FYI, that sexy car was parked in a Walmart parking lot. You could see the Walmart sign in the background and all these other cars around. In the world of weird news, there are two nagging questions. Why is Florida so weird? And who is the mysterious Florida man who constantly gets into bizarre situations? Here are a few examples of Florida's weirdness. There was a Florida man who decided to turn himself into a human boat trailer hitch. I do have a story about that. There was a laundromat here in town when I had to use them. That also was a U-Haul rental place. And one day, one of the people wanting to rent a trailer decided to ask the guy who was making the rentals if he could use duct tape to hook the trailer up to his bumper. He didn't have a trailer hitch. So he asked him, well, you know, Gorilla tape is really good. maybe that would work. And also, there was a Florida man who was arrested for stealing a car, and police found a capuchin monkey clinging to the suspect's pink polo shirt. Maybe it was Ross Geller's capuchin monkey that answered to the name of Marcel from the TV show Friends. Last November, Florida man was arrested after he allegedly crashed his truck into an SUV just to prove an intersection was unsafe. Since the Daily Show is in Miami this week, correspondent Desi Leidick decided to explore the circumstances that makes the Sunshine State America's weirdest. In the process, she interviewed many guys who engaged in situations that earned them the Florida Man headlines in various news stories. In the process, she interviewed many guys who engaged in situations, the Florida Man headline in various news stories. They weren't much help, but as the video below, Leidick did manage to uncover the most plausible explanation why so much wacky news comes out of Florida. Well, we will skip the video, but there is a spoiler alert. It's not the water, though that's the theory of the guy dressed like a pirate. You can watch the complete segment below, and we won't be doing that. And that's where we leave it. At my last place of employment, we had a nice guy who liked to eat bologna sandwiches with ketchup. He had more than his fair share. My next story is regarding bologna, but he will not be happy with it. Sorry, Keith. And the story starts off, this guy keeps leaving bags of pea-soaked bologna on his neighbor's doorstep. They're actually moving out because they're tired of it. Bologna is a barely edible meat product that parents feed to children, mostly to subconsciously punish them for stealing the best years of their lives. It's bland, fatty, and somehow always moist, like the meat itself is sweating. No one in their right mind should buy this stuff at all. And once again, we're sorry, Keith. But one Albuquerque woman keeps winding up with more and more of the weird meat, whether she likes it or not, because some strange man keeps sneaking over at night and leaving it on her doorstep. NBC affiliate KOB4 reports. Sharissa Morrison says she's been finding the mysterious plastic bags at her door for the past month, each one filled with the same thing, bologna and white bread. She told KOB4 that she originally assumed it must have been some kind of nice gift, but she quickly realized that something was very, very off when, for some inexplicable reason, she smelled the plastic bag and caught a whiff of piss. He'll always walk up from the same direction. Just walk up and drop it on the little doorknob. That sounds different. And walk away every single time. That's all he does, Morrison told KOB4. Apparently, the guy isn't only targeting her house. He's made similar deposits on her neighbor's doorsteps as well. They're actually moving out because they're tired of it, she said. After the first few creepy bologna deliveries were done, Morrison caught the guy in the act on security footage and alerted the police, but so far the bologna man is still on the loose. I'm annoyed more than anything, Morrison told KOB4, which is a considerable more laid-back response than one is entitled to when repeatedly harassed with urine-soaked lunch meat. It's unclear why this freaky-ass stranger keeps making his nightly deliveries or where exactly he's getting a hold of so much damn bologna to begin with. But come on, buddy, for the love of all that is holy, please stop. No one wants your mysterious bologna reeking of pee. At least have the decency to leave this woman some ham or a few slices of salami or whatever. There are so many better meats out there. I'm so hopeful that urine-soaked luncheon meat sandwiches does not become a national trend, even among the millennials with their top-knot hairdos and the whole man bun hairdo. Those people should just wear a t-shirt that says, I am a woman. Just kidding, folks. But I think we'll leave it at that and end this episode of Infotainment. I hope you enjoyed your yoga class. Please follow its advice that I gave you and become a patron of Infotainment at patreon.com/infotainment. And you can tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster. And also, you can subscribe and download this program for your listening pleasure. Well, why? It's fun for all ears. I would like to thank you, and especially you, for listening to this episode. I'm hopeful you will have a pleasant day and a happy ending tonight. Bye-bye, folks.